Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show. I am Pastor John McClain. I'm joined by the most motivational person one could possibly ask to be in their life, Mr. Andreas Ruiz with the I Believe in Myself. Welcome back once again, brother.
Thanks, man. I'm really happy to be here, man. Excited.
Yeah, let's be ready to get this party started.
Let's get it going.
You think they're ready for this?
Yeah, I think they are.
Yes. I think they're prepared. Okay.
Let's do it.
Here you go, listening audience. So this week we have, as usual, Pastor John's verse of the week. We'll also have a little bit of the goodies, but the oldies, the motivational thought of the week, brought to you by I Believe in Myself Motivational Coaching and Andreas Ruiz. And then we'll have a first for this show. We're going to have a call-in guest.
Cool.
And Mr. Michael B. Schwartz, the famous local artist that's done more murals in this city than I have fingers and toes, and somebody who's definitely made a big impact on the city, as well as Lorena Verdugo.
Verdugo, yes.
Yeah, Verdugo, who is also another person making a big impact at the El Rio Community Health Center. For the later part of the show to be our fourth leg in this relay of this beautiful show called The Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. So, like usual, we'll start this beautiful party off by giving it up to the best God that anybody could ask for, my Lord and Father, and we'll start with a serenity prayer. So God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did, the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will. So that I may reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, yeah, man, I love starting the show that way. It's definitely, this is Sunday. This is our little church, little sermon here. And I, yeah. I love kind of like giving that welcoming, that awakening. And so this week, on Pastor John's verse of the week, we're going to go with 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. So I'll give everybody a second and a half to pull out your Bible or Google it on your phone, and we'll read along together. I'm going to be reading the NIV version of it. So it's 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. So it reads, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms." So I'll read that one more time, just because it has a lot of punch to it. There's a lot to catch on to there. "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms." So the way I see it, kind of in three parts. Definitely the first part, I see it as we all have various gifts. God is good. We all have these various gifts that we could use in the world to serve the world, to serve ourselves, however God sees fit. The second thing I see is we are all charged with serving others as payments for God's grace in our lives. So all these blessings that we have, like, we owe to God a little something for all these beautiful blessings, and we're going to use our gifts to do that. So we all have this responsibility. This is the third thing here. We all have this responsibility, and a thing I tell people regularly, and, you know, especially people in our program, in our homeless veteran transition program, or people that I minister to on the streets, or just my friends, my parents, I tell them, it's not easy, but it's worth it. So, I mean, this is definitely something I want you guys to take from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. These ideas today that we all have these various gifts, that we're all charged to serve others with these various gifts as payment to God, and that we are all responsible for this. So, and it's not easy to do. So give yourself some compassion. Give yourself a little bit of grace. Because if you do, you'll see in the end that it's well worth it. Mm. And this is this week's Pastor John's verse of the week.
Yeah, I love that. And especially the part of all the gifts that we have, we have to use all these gifts to serve other people. Mm-hmm. I believe that it's our purpose to acquire as many skill sets as we possibly can to make this world a better place, because mm-hmm. the more skill sets that we acquire, the more value that we can bring to the world, to other people's lives, to our community, to anybody who's out there that just needs help. I post a lot of videos on my feed in Facebook just to motivate people, just to inspire people. And people reach out to me and tell me, Andres, that really resonated with me. Mm-hmm. The other day I posted about people pleasing mm-hmm. and how that could really affect our lives.
Yeah.
And somebody just reached out to me and said, thank you so much for posting that. And just one simple word, one simple phrase, one simple video can really make somebody's day. And if you acquire all these skill sets, better speaker, better coach, better book writer, mm-hmm. You just never know whose life you're going to impact.
Yeah. And I think the big thing I love about this is how, and as a lesson it took me a long time to learn, is as soon as you start serving others outside of yourself, the amazing things that can happen in your life. Like, yeah. You just have these, like, what would be perceived as miracles happen, and it was all because of these kind of like simple arithmetic of being a good person. So it's beautiful. And I thank you all out there for listening, for letting me share this with you. And definitely big thing I want to turn you guys to is our website, veteranrescuemission.org. You can find out about the show there. Definitely all of the programs that Veteran Rescue Mission, our organization, does, our homeless veteran transition program. We have been able to shelter over 200 people within the past 2 years, and we've been able to get over 150 people housed. So definitely we've done some great work. We're excited to do more. We need your help to continue to do that help. To do that work, if you go to veteranrescuemission.org, you can donate there. You can go to our Facebook page and kind of see other ways you can plug in. I have a book coming out. We have shirts available there that you can donate to. We have a movie showing coming out, all kind of amazing things. So definitely plug in. We'll talk to you real soon.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people mm-hmm. and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at ibelieveinmyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to ibelieveinmyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
The Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission on 1030 The Voice.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show. I am Pastor John McClain here with the one and only Andres Ruiz with I Believe in Myself. Thank you once again for being here with me, brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me.
And your segment. So we have the motivational thoughts of the week, brought to you by I Believe in Myself Motivational Coaching and Andres Ruiz. I just like saying that. Andres Ruiz.
Yeah, got to roll the R's, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So today I want to talk about self-compassion, because I just had some experiences in regards to I forgot for a moment about self-compassion for myself, and just recently I've been getting away from that, and I want to talk about that and the importance of it, because just yesterday I had an experience with my nephew, and my nephew was, you know, we were playing basketball, and he was just saying, "Oh man, I'm not good," or "Ah, I'm such a loser," just telling himself all these negative things. And I was telling him, "Hey man, you're not a loser. You're amazing. You're a great basketball player. You're a great man. You're a great kid." And I was talking to him, and then I was really listening to myself, and I was telling myself, "Man, this is stuff that I need to be telling myself as well." Mm-hmm. Because so when I was giving him all this advice, I felt like I was talking to myself and telling myself, "Hey man, you have to be compassionate for yourself too."
Mm-hmm.
Because recently I have not been having so much compassion for myself. I think I've been too hard on myself. I've been working really hard. I've been going at the work that I do, just going at it really hard without even thinking about, you know, celebrating or telling myself, "Hey, you're doing a great job, man."
Mm-hmm.
No, instead I was like, "Oh man, I'm falling behind a little bit here.
Yeah.
I'm not doing enough." And so for anybody out there who maybe is having some challenges with self-compassion, I just want to talk to you about a few things that you can do for yourself. So one thing that I do for myself that I had not been doing recently is, how would I treat myself? How would I treat a good friend? So how would I treat John if John was telling me, "I'm having a tough time in my life"?
Yeah.
If John is saying, "Oh man, I suck," or I really am, I'm a loser," or some, if you were to tell yourself that, what would I tell John? Obviously, I would tell John, "Hey John, you're not a loser, man. I actually think you're a great person. You're doing a lot of great things for the community." And think about yourself in that same situation. Would you tell John you're a loser? Would you tell John that, "Oh, you're not good enough"? No, you wouldn't. But why do we do it to ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to put yourself in that situation as to, okay, if I don't tell John this, then why do I tell myself that? So try to treat yourself like a good friend would treat you, or how you would treat a good friend. So that's one tip that I have for anybody who is struggling with that.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about that one?
I think we were talking about a little bit behind the scenes, and I think it's something that you and I talk to each other about regularly. You know, when we meet, is just, one, forgiving ourselves for not sticking to our schedule, or for not accomplishing what we wanted to accomplish, or for not, you know, reaching whatever expectations for ourselves we had for that date or that time. And then realizing that if we continue to push forward, we'll get to it. You know, I think that definitely the big thing that we all do as people is we're like, "Oh, by the end of this summer, I want to lose 30 pounds, or I want to have this project completed, or I want to know Mandarin." And, you know, and then we get to that point, and then we don't, and then we beat ourselves up, and then we're hesitant to take on another project again because of that beating that we gave ourselves, way worse than any beating anybody else could ever imagine to give us. Yeah. So,
Yeah, I'm with you on that. When you know, you beat yourself up, and then once you beat yourself up, then you don't even want to attempt the next time to even try anything different, because now that you beat yourself up, you have this guilt, and when you think about trying something new, you start thinking about that past. That subconscious mind starts to mess with you. It starts thinking about the past failures, and you tell yourself, "Well, the last time that I tried a project, it didn't work out well. What if it happens again?" And then that's where the resistance starts to happen. That's where we start telling ourselves all these stories that are fake, that are not even real, but we make them real in our mind, and it paralyzes us from taking action. And sometimes these voices that we're hearing in our head, they're not even our voices. They're voices from past experience, from people from the past. It could be a relative, an uncle, or somebody that told you something that made you feel that, "Oh, I can't do this." So we're really running a story in our head that's not even our story. It's somebody else's opinion. And when we allow somebody else's opinion to become our reality, then we get stuck and we go into fear mode, and we're thinking, "Oh man, I shouldn't do this. This is too risky, or I might fail again." So the next one that I have is about releasing tension.
Okay.
So every time that I'm about to go into a room, or I'm about to meet somebody new, or I'm going to go into like a business meeting, I tell myself, I release the tension. So I go, I just say, release tension. And then I go, breathe it out. Breathe out the tension. And then I said, what's the intention that I'm going to set when I walk into this room? And I tell myself, okay, the intention that I'm going to have is I'm going to be joyful, I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to be compassionate to the people that I'm going to meet with right now. And I'm going to be compassionate to myself. So you release the tension, which is self-compassion, because you're letting go of all that tension. And now you're setting intention as to who you want to walk into the room as.
Mm-hmm.
So you're walking into the room as a joyful, happy person, because you deserve to be joyful and happy. So anytime that you're feeling like you're beating yourself up, you have too much tension, release it. And just by taking a simple deep breath can really help you out. And then just set an intention. How do you want to walk into the room? Feeling good, feeling happy, loving yourself. And you said something else, forgiving yourself is crucial. You got to forgive yourself and love yourself. Because if you love yourself, then you'll be able to love others. Because you cannot give what you do not have.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't love yourself, you can't love other people.
Yeah.
That's why sometimes we have some messed up relationships, because both people don't love each other, so they rely on somebody else to love them.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do that, then you're never going to love anybody at 100%.
Yeah. And what I love about that is, and the thing I love about you and our relationship, even sometimes we do it at the beginning of our show, you have these techniques that you do, and the taking a breath before you step into the room is just one of the many of them that you do to kind of center yourself. And that's something us, your average person, definitely me, as this combat veteran, tough guy, I don't center myself enough. I don't kind of like remember that this is a crazy world, a lot of stress is going on, and I need to really take a second.
Mm-hmm.
We realize, I'm part of the earth. I'm flawed and vulnerable in it, but it's okay. Take a breath and then just kind of, I'm going to do okay. I'm going to be okay. I'm happy, and kind of allow myself to be in this, peaceful state of mind and be conscious about it rather than just kind of putting my head down and mowing through it and not really, giving it the cognition that it needs.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just remember, you have the choice to be looking at Facebook and be looking at what's going on in the world and all these bad things that are going on. But you also have the choice to open up that door and just go outside and look at the sunshine, look at the birds, look at the roadrunners, look at everything that's outside, and it's right outside of your door. Mm-hmm. The choice is yours. So that was for my motivation for the week. And I just want to let you guys know about ibelieveinmyself.org. If any of you are interested, I have a group coaching program coming up. And this group coaching program that I have coming up is for people who are ready to take their life to the next level, people who are ready to become a coach, who are interested in have been thinking about becoming a coach, and who want to possibly make some part-time income and then eventually turn it into a full-time income so that they can try a new profession, try something new. And I'll be guiding you and giving you the step-by-step process on what it takes to become a life coach, make some part-time income, get clients, and eventually become a full-time coach like I did. And it's very possible. It's just you got to believe in yourself. And that's why I wear this brand, because I truly believe that if you believe in yourself, then everybody else will. They'll follow you. You'll be that leader that will guide everybody to follow their goals and dreams and find their life's purpose.
We will be right back after this break.
Louisiana, there ain't nothing better than good food to feed your soul. And that's what motivates the fine folks at Louisiana Cajun Kitchen. They got those authentic dishes, slow cooked to perfection, including the blackened menu for that real Cajun flavor and healthier option. They're serving up the happiness daily from 3 to 7 at 2222 South Craycroft Road, south at Advantage West Annex. Find schedules and a full menu and order online at lacajunkitchen.com. Louisiana Cajun Kitchen, 216-1029. Laissez le bon temps brûler. Let the good times roll.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
La Frontera Center's supportive housing combines affordable housing assistance with wraparound supportive services for people experiencing homelessness, as well as people with disabilities. La Frontera Supportive Housing links decent, safe, affordable, community-based housing with flexible, voluntary, supported services designed to help the individual live a more productive life. Go to LaFronteraAZ.org for assistance or to donate your time or resources to one of Arizona's most impactful organizations.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
MBS Arts provides fine arts based on solutions for all your home and business needs. Originally designed, affordable, and unique paintings, drawings, and murals can easily be commissioned. Artist Michael B. Schwartz has been proudly serving Arizona communities since 1988, including Homeless Veterans Transition Center, Veteran Rescue Mission. If you're looking for your own personalized fine art made possibly by a famous artist, contact MBS Arts today.
And welcome back one more again to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain, and I'm here with the smooth, silky, kind of like just buttery version of a man that leads the group called I Believe in Myself, and his name is Andres Ruiz.
Thank you.
Yeah, look at us. We're doing it again. Our parents are proud, aren't they?
I think so.
Yeah. Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom, Dad. Yeah.
So we have a awesome guest here in studio with us. She goes by the name of Lorena Verdugo, and she is directing the El Rio Community Health Center. And we're going to have her on the show here after the break. You can say hi, let people know you're here.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone.
Thank you for being here, by the way.
Yeah,
you guys are missing out. Those who are watching it on the video, you get to see we're fresh and live and in person. But
there you go.
We're all here in studio. So if you hear like a really smart brain just pounding in the background, you're wondering, what is that? Is that John? Is that Andreas? Nope. No. That's Lorena back there, just thinking away about different ways to save the world. So thank you again for being here in studio with us.
Yeah, thank you.
And then, but this segment, we got a very special, I'd like to say surprise, because this gentleman that we have on the ring-a-ding-a-ling telephone is a mentor of mine, been a friend for years, mm-hmm. as long as I can remember. Granted, I don't have a very good memory. And I would like to say fairly the only famous artist that we've ever had on this show, unless you count Enrique. He's a musician, though, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and welcome Mr. Michael B. Schwartz with MBS Arts to the show. Thank you for being on air with us, Michael.
Of course, John. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is exciting. I mean, we talk on the phone pretty regularly, so this will be weird. Maybe it'll just be like one of our regular phone conversations, and we'll just go off on a rant the whole entire time. What do you think?
Well, hello, Tucson. Yes, I'm honored to be here, and next time in person, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. And I appreciate you and just how you've made sure I've stayed conscious to how to be safe, you know, what social distancing is. It kind of, you've kept me on boot with all the statistics and everything else, so I thank you for that, my friend. But let's not get lost on that, because I know we will. But I want to thank you for that. So just to kind of put into context, my good friend Michael B. Schwartz here, who I say a different B, what that B means every single time I talk to him. He founded Tucson Arts Brigade. And for those who don't know what that is, it's an organization that taught kids through arts in an effort to minimize crime, and particularly in high crime areas. It's an organization that ran for 23 years. you know, in theme of being a school arts program leading up to the downtown mural arts project. So, Michael, tell us kind of exactly what was TAB, you know, how it culminated, and then how, you know, that success spurred the downtown mural arts project and those successes.
Yeah, and it's a long story, so I kind of can give an overview. But essentially, Tucson Arts Brigade emerged from the needs of our community, and we looked at arts-based solutions to community needs. And, you know, what are the kinds of ways that the arts can serve? One of the most important one was after school, and we're looking at, you know, pro-social activities. Mm. What are ways that people can tell their stories, share their stories in a very positive, creative environment where each story is important? And then how do we weave those stories together? And, you know, each of us has, you know, I was listening earlier to the show, and I'm just talking, and just, you know, it is so true, those internal voices, and whose voices do we hear inside? And so we try to do within the community work is combine those voices and really lift each voice up. And, you know, in that process of getting to know each other and sharing, you know, the art is produced. So a lot of the early works were really collectively designed and produced by people from, you know, every imaginable work, a walk of life. And so that's how we started. And those were really successful, working with different neighborhoods, working with 29th Street Coalition and the Weed and Seed Coalition in creating these really pro-social opportunities. As kids got to know their neighbors, as they got to, we would go out and do graffiti cleanups. And that's what the kids wanted to do this. They wanted to go out and buff that graffiti and put up a mural in these nice places. And people honored it. It was kind of one of these things that has a ripple effect. And as we can see today, it had quite the ripple effect, right? I mean, look at all the murals in Tucson today. So, and that's a testimony to Tucson, right? To what's going on here and the kind of all these amazing stories that Tucson has to share.
Okay, so I guess to piggyback on, you know, the success of those murals and you know, ultimately the downtown mural project, which was this, you know, wildly successful thing that got news all over the United States, maybe all over the world. You know, what are kind of some of the projects that you've worked on in the current or in the present to kind of, you know, take that energy and expand beyond, beyond Tucson Arts Brigade, because I know that's kind of something you've reached beyond at this point in your life.
Yeah, I mean, the last couple of years, we have not been, it's been about a year since we produced the last round of downtown murals. And we kind of, if you excuse the metaphor, ran into a brick wall in terms of City of Tucson Policy 7. As we've seen recently, murals and works of public art are a great focal point for community dialogue and to kind of express who we are as a peoples. And, you know, our work sought to transcend all differences and bring people from all walks of life together. The arts are a place where we can enjoy and kind of be normal, celebrate one another's stories, and let go of, you know, political differences, cultural differences, socioeconomic differences, and really enjoy each other. And so, you know, that's what I've been focusing on. I've been working, of course, with Veterans Rescue Mission serving as an artist in residence, doing a lot of writing and also getting into my own culture and story. Today, I put up a virtual exhibition at michaelbschwartz.com,
nice.
Really getting into Jewish life, culture, and history, and some really cool parts of it that people probably have never heard of before, and really doing that sharing. So that's where I've taken things. But I'm also obviously still involved in community-produced artworks, and we have a bunch of cool things coming up this fall.
Awesome. Well, we have about a minute and a half left. Go ahead and tell the audience how they can get a hold of some Michael B. Schwartz art and pretty much how they can plug into the stuff that you're doing in the here and now.
Yeah, well, you can go to michaelbschwartz.com. That's my website, and check out the work there. Drop me an email and let me know. I'd love to hear from people. I'm offering community-based services, arts-based solutions to community needs, offering murals. I really encourage people to go to my website, check out the show, and let me know what you think of it. And so that's the best way for people to get involved in future projects. Definitely, Veterans Rescue Mission is going to be one of the sites where we're working at a lot in the coming months. I look forward to maybe coming back on the show at some future point, talking about some of those projects as well.
Absolutely. And tell us that the website one more time.
It's Michael B. Schwartz, MichaelBSchwartz.com.
MichaelBSchwartz.com. Thanks for coming on the show with us, Michael. Appreciate it, brother.
Okay. Thanks so much, Jeff.
And you guys out there, go to veteranrescuemission.org to find out more about what we're doing. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. So this show brings you this show, or the Veteran Rescue Mission brings you this show, our book, our shirt, and we have tickets to our upcoming documentary. So go ahead and tune in. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
Trees and forests?
Arizona is home to over 20 million acres of forest, including trees like mesquite in the desert, pines in the mountains, and even aspen in the high country.
Fire plays a key role in Arizona forests, and local chapters of the Society of American Foresters, SAF, will discuss the recent bighorn fire near Tucson.
Online, this meeting will be Thursday, September 10th at noon, and is open to all.
To register for this free event, go to aztrees.org.
That's aztrees, one word, .org.
Tired of lying awake, tossing and turning, just hoping for a few hours of sleep? Get the sleep you crave with the one-of-a-kind Tempur-Pedic. Only Tempur-Pedic uses proprietary Tempur material that continuously adapts and responds to your body to relieve pressure. So you get deep, uninterrupted sleep all night, every night. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep is going on now. Take advantage of our best offer of the year and experience your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with select savings up to $500. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
La Frontera Center's supportive housing combines affordable housing assistance with wraparound supportive services for people experiencing homelessness, as well as people with disabilities. La Frontera Supportive Housing links decent, safe, affordable, community-based housing with flexible, voluntary, supported services designed to help the individual live a more productive life. Go to LaFronteraAZ.org for assistance or to donate your time or resources to one of Arizona's most impactful organizations.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the wonderful, the award. I would like to say award winning, but we'll get there, to the award winning Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, and I'm with the best co-host a man could ask for. And I would say Batman and Robin, but it's more like Batman and Superman, because we're definitely both the superheroes of our own stories here for sure. And that guy's name is Andres Ruiz. In case you didn't know.
Yes.
You know. And we have another amazing woman in studio, amazing person in studio, yes, with us. And I actually, before I forget, because I don't know how I could forget. We have buzzing around us, making the beautiful sounds of photo shutters. Mrs. Kathleen Dreyer with Kathleen Dreyer Photography in studio with us in here, getting all of our best sides. And Kathleen, her most recent project is Tucson Black Voices. So definitely go online and check out that project to show some love to what she's doing and all the amazing things that Kathleen Dreyer does. And if you don't know the name Kathleen Dreyer, you probably just got to Tucson because she's pretty much one of the pillars in this community when it comes to kind of telling the story of the disenfranchised. So I'm blessed and honored to have her in studio with us. Thank you, Mrs. Kathleen Dreyer. So back to the woman of the hour, though. Excuse me. Sorry. Let's put the spotlight back on the lady who's in the know from the El Rio Community Health Center that goes by the name of Lorena Verdugo. Thank you for being in the studio with us. Let me see. I go to a place where I can see you. How are you doing?
Thank you, Pastor John, for having me.
Yeah. It's a pleasure to have you. And I guess you and Andreas are, it definitely seem like old chums, so I'll let him take it away. Tell us about your chum, Mr. Andreas.
Yes, I've known her for so many years, and we've been connecting back and forth for quite some time now, and we've done presentations together. We were always staying in touch, and I thought of her, and I said, what a better person to have on the radio show than Lorena? So just so the audience can get to know her a little bit, I want to ask her, as the community health coordinator at El Rio, can you tell us a little bit about what you do and, so the audience can get to know you a little bit more?
Sure. Thank you, Andres. I just got to throw it out there that one of my motivators to become a life coach was Andres as well. So.
Nice.
Thank you.
Right there back you at go. You.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Gas him up. All right. Andres is the man. I've been telling people.
So, I'm a community health coordinator at the El Rio Community Health Center, which you've probably seen many of them throughout town. Mm-hmm. I am shared, though, with the Mexican consulate, where I mainly help a lot of migrants or people that are not familiar with the health system here navigate that system. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I do coordinate some other grants. One of them, which I will be talking about, is a program that is kind of fresh, and it kind of started with all this COVID-19 mm-hmm. pandemic, which is a support group for prenatal and moms-to-be or moms that are having a hard time with maybe postpartum or perinatal mood disorders.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I love what you do because even yourself, if you don't mind me sharing she went through postpartum depression and she talks about it, and she helps a lot of women, which I think she's very courageous to, first of all, be vulnerable enough to put herself out there and to tell her story. Mm-hmm. But then, to run this program about postpartum depression, I want you to talk about that. Tell us a little bit more about that program, please.
Sure. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons I share my story, especially in the culture and society now. A lot of this mental health is really stigmatized.
Yeah.
So, and much more within the Hispanic community.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind sharing my story at all. This was 10 years ago when I went through the postpartum depression myself. And it was earlier I was listening to you, Pastor John, saying, how we all have gifts and we need to really appreciate these and, put him out there and help each other. So I take this as a gift. I mean, although at the moment I did not, I didn't like the gift, but now I see it that way. And everything happens for a reason. So, fortunately I have, the support of El Rio Health Center that they believed in what my passion is, which is helping women that feel isolated, especially nowadays. Yeah. And so we started this support group, which is via a computer, a phone, which is now what the application is in. It's the Zoom. Mm. And so we have women emailing us if they would like to sign up for our groups. Our groups are led by myself and also by a nurse, who Rodan, and she works at El Rio with our midwives. Mm. So we are there every Friday. And we have two groups. We have one in Spanish, and we have one. We're also offering one in English, of course. Mm. And the English one is from 11:30 to 1:00 every Friday. And I really like the name I got to put out there. It's called Coffee for the Soul.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So we try to stay away from that depression word.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
So, I mean, it is. It's nurturing, it's supportive, and it's a peer support group.
Well, a little, excuse me, because I've been accused of being a tooth wiggler, but in this question, touching, you know, a vulnerable subject, just kind of like, what was the biggest thing your account to getting through the postpartum yourself, and kind of how you use that in putting together this program? Because I'm a father myself, so I've dealt with postpartum as well, kind of like, you know, I'm a combat veteran, so my family's dealt with, you know, going to war as well. So,
definitely.
You know, what's a little tip you'd give to our listeners out there that are dealing with it, which is more common than you'd imagine?
Right. And another thing, I have done a show actually earlier through some other media, but we did that. We touched on the dads and how it affects them, mm-hmm. the postpartum depression, because it is real, mm-hmm. and it does really happen. But one of the things that I think that brings the most peace is identifying yourself and identifying these, whatever it is, you know, whether you're going through anxiety, you're going through the baby blues, or you're going through these just awful intrusive thoughts, and having somebody say, hey, I'm having those thoughts too, it is just such a relief for the person. And I can tell you, just from my personal experience, when I attended a group, it was just a big relief that, you know, it's not just me, and it does happen, it is real, and there is help.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the main point. That's one of the main reasons we want to make this put out there and make everyone aware. And, you know, the postpartum depression is more common than gestational diabetes.
Wow.
Yeah, but we focus our attention more on women with high blood pressure or high, even high blood pressure or high, you know, glucose than we would to this, because it's such a hush-hush type of topic.
Yeah, and I'm a mental health provider myself. Mm-hmm. Social service workers, so I know that. I mean, and it's not funny enough, it's more prominently stigmatized in the cultures of color, but it's just across the board. Like, it's you know, if you kind of suggest to somebody, you know, have you spoke to a therapist ever, you know, have you spoke to a therapist, maybe check out under the hood once a year, once every 6 months, maybe you know, once a month, until you kind of get this issue dealt with, you might as well just smack them right in the face when you say these type of things. And you know, hopefully these type of conversations will help us get away from that. And people will realize, particularly since, like, everybody, including one of my best friends here in studio, Andreas Ruiz, I recommend to speak with a therapist every once in a while to just, at the minimal, use these people as a springboard to try to get through things. Because, I mean, a Psych 101 class will teach you from Erickson that sometimes, you know, you just need to speak these things out loud, and you can work them out on your own in some capacity. But if you don't speak them out loud, then they kind of just rot inside of you. So,
you know, and something that you just said right there, that, but what if some people, like she mentioned, sometimes we don't even notice these signs. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about, like, the symptoms and the signs of postpartum depression, so people can be aware of them.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful question. This guy's good.
Yeah. That's why he's my friend.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I think the most important thing to know is that there are this is just the way I kind of put it in my head. So for my own understanding, you know, there's the postpartum blues that you might hear about, where it's pretty normal because, you know, you have a woman and here she is pregnant with her hormones skyrocket, and then all of a sudden she gives birth and her hormones are just, it's a crash.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's pretty normal that you have baby blues where, you know, you're kind of teary, you're tired. Of course, you're adjusting to the new baby, the new life, the new routine. And that might last about maybe a couple of weeks. Now, if you have the postpartum depression, or the clinical postpartum would be when you have a depression and you're just lost in interest, you just want to cry, you're anxious, you have these, the most scariest part would probably be the intrusive thoughts, where just these bad, you know, images come into your head, and it's just your brain going on and on. Insomnia. So that would be more of the depression, the postpartum depression. Now, there's the most serious one, which is the psychosis, which is where we hear sometimes in the news, you know, women have done horrible things or horrific things to their children, where they say, you know, they heard somebody that was telling them, or that the child was, you know, a demon, or it's just the different things that they can come up with. But that one is the scariest because that doesn't scare the person, whereas postpartum depression, those same thoughts, you know, they would be scary to you. So you look for help and mm-hmm. you kind of call on that.
Yeah.
Psychosis is a whole different mm-hmm. Diagnosis. But I think those are the three most important mm-hmm. to know.
For sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And I'd say with that, since we have 1 minute left, go ahead and tell people, one, how they can sign up for that and just how people can plug in with El Rio in general.
Right. Sure. Yeah, definitely. El Rio right now is also hosting the COVID testing for anybody that needs testing. They mm-hmm. don't need to be patients. So just call the number and it's 520-670-3909. That's our general number. But for the Coffee for the Soul group, we do like to register people so we can send them the link. And that's momwellness@elrio.org.
Momwellness@elrio.org.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And thank you again for coming on the show. It would be great to have you guys on more, kind of talk about all the things that El Rio's doing, that you're doing with the Mexican consulate. I mean, just you're like usual with Andreas, one of the many amazing friends that he keeps in his circle. So thank you for gracing our show with your presence, kind of teaching us what you're doing, definitely around postpartum depression. I feel like it's something maybe that affects us all in some capacity. So it's beautiful that we're able to give voice to that. And
I'm with you on that. And not listening to you, I was thinking, man, I some of the symptoms that you said, I was like, man, maybe that was me. I was going through that too. I didn't think that as a man that I would possibly go through something like that. So just raising the awareness, man, is crucial. So,
yeah, and just having you know, this new, you know, be able to fit in with the new paradigm and going virtual and all this other amazing stuff. It's beautiful. Thank you for being on the show with us. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain.
This is Andres Ruiz.
Thank you for coming. God bless you for being here with us. And I hope you have a blessed week.
Thank you.
God bless. Housing combines affordable housing assistance with wraparound supportive services for people experiencing homelessness, as well as people with disabilities. La Frontera Supportive Housing links decent, safe, affordable, community-based housing with flexible, voluntary supported services designed to help the individual live a more productive life. Go to LaFronteraAZ.org for assistance or to donate your time or resources to one of Arizona's most impactful organizations.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to GAPmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.